Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, every night to 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and we are a news talk and I can't say it. It's just too tough.
Entertainment.
News talk and entertainment, but entertainment show that knows what it are talking about. And, of course, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Now, this hour, Robert Greene was going to be with us last hour because part of what we were talking to Dawn about has to do with a lawsuit that I think, or a labor action of some kind that's happening at his store and at a couple of other stores. One of his customers and Fraser Foods engaged in a legal tussle at this moment. And it goes right really to the heart of what we were discussing with Don Berman. And he seems to think, Don seems to think, and we're going to get Bob on here in a moment, that, you know, if a woman enhances herself, and we're talking about breast enhancement now, that it is, I guess it's appropriate, or it's not rude, or however you want to put it, Bob, to say something about it, correct?
Well, that is our contention, Mr. Hendry, and the first thing that I would say is we have a 40-year track record, long before I owned the stores myself, a long track record of treating our customers, especially our female customers, our mothers, our wives, with great deference and respect. And so it was with a great deal of disappointment that we received this legal action from Mrs. Kalita and her attorneys.
Tell me, from your standpoint, as you understand it, what happened?
Well, Cindy Kalita, Mrs. Kalita is a woman, a longtime customer of ours. I've known her for a couple of years. She's come into our store and has shopped for her family. She's been here with her kids. She's been here with her husband. And she's been here alone. And at all times, we've treated her with great dignity and respect. When she arrived at our store in early January, she had apparently had gone through an enhancement of some kind of surgery. A breast enhancement is what it was, but I can't tell you what types of implants or what it was. But it was obvious to myself. It was obvious to our assistant manager, Jerry Dugan. It was obvious to a number of people in the store who were there that afternoon that she'd had this some kind of enhancement. I know that Wayne Tedeschi was here as well. When she came into the store...
Now, why do you say it was obvious?
Well, it was obvious to us because we, as I said, we'd known Mrs. Kalita for a length of time, and we had known her to be a woman that was... she didn't have this kind of augmentation before. She had been a very small-chested woman. It's quite striking, and it's going to, obviously it's going to be something you'll notice when you see a woman for 2 years who has been is very, very small. And when I say very small, I mean, and as I told our attorneys, there's nothing, hardly anything there. And
all right, okay, I understand.
All right, so when she came in to the store on the 8th of January, now a woman that we had known as, I don't mean any offense by it, a woman who was flat or flat-chested, now she had this very obviously enhanced breasts. So I noticed this. She went into the produce section. I was in the produce section. I was stocking, helping out in there with Mike Berg is our produce guy, and we were stocking the produce. And I thought it was, first of all, very striking that she came in. I said, I believe that's Cindy Kalita. And Mike said, yeah. And I said, it looks to me like she's had some kind of breast enhancement. And she comes right into the produce section, and she starts buying or weighing melons, which we thought was amusing. We didn't say anything to her. It was a joke between men.
Okay.
Finally, she came around to where we were working, and I said to her, and I want to get my notes out. I said, well, I happen to be stalking, and she was wearing a tank top. And I said, you look very, very becoming today. And she smiled, and that's when I put my hands out in front of my chest and made the rounding motions with my hands like, it looks like you had something done there. And that's when she used profanity.
Do you remember what she said?
Yeah, she said basically the F you, and said that I was rude. I said I didn't mean anything by it. I said it was, you have to understand.
Well, the her attorney says you made some crass comment. Her attorney characterized it as crass. Something about BBs on a billiard table, something like that.
Well, I said to her, when you come in here, you're very small, and now you're getting here.
Did you say to her, though, that you made that comment?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I said, I didn't mean anything by that. I said, you've always been, I guess I said flat-chested. I did say that.
You understand, this is kind of a weird conversation to have with a customer.
Well, it may be a weird conversation to have with a customer. It's also very weird to be in the store one day with a flat chest, and then the next week you come in and you've got this huge, it looked to me, and I checked with Mike, and he affirmed, it looked to be either double C's or a firm D. Now, again, I checked with Mike and also talked to Gabriel Nowalski, who is one of the truck drivers that was there.
Yep. Well, what do you mean you checked with Mike? This isn't some professional...
Yeah, you're right. But I was just saying, it was a kind of a guy thing.
Right, but it's got nothing to do with you checked with how big. You're saying that she had her breasts enhanced significantly.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. What you're telling me is the woman came in. She had some kind of augmentation done to her breasts. You noticed this. You made the comment. I just wrote this down myself, Bob. You look very becoming.
I don't know if I said becoming. I think I said you look very nice.
All right. You look very nice today, and then you had your hands in front of your chest making the rounding motions as if you're talking about...
A big chest.
Well, that's probably what did it right there.
Well, again, Phil, you're put in a very uncomfortable position as a grocery store owner when you see a woman come in that you've known for years... You said the BB's on a billiard table. I mean, that's what we had joked about. And
I mean, you're joking about this woman like this behind her back?
No, I did not about her, but if you see a woman who's really flat...
You make a BB's on a billiard table joke.
Well, Mr. Hendry, it's really not very genuine of you to get all shocked. And
no, I'm not shocked. I've heard it before. I just, when you are the owner of and the manager of a grocery store, you're doing business with customers. I don't know. It just seems like you would have your head in a different place.
I really resent, and I will tell you this, I resent it when you people in the media come on the air and pretend like all of this stuff is a newsflash to you, like you've never experienced it before in your life.
And I don't think I'm doing that.
Yeah, well, I believe you are, Mr. Henry. You say, I would think you'd think something else. You know, and every man listening knows.
We may know, but what I'm saying is, what's the proper behavior? That's what we're trying to establish here.
Well, I just told you what I feel the proper behavior was. She's turned around and sued me, which when I got the lawsuit, I had to laugh because I don't know what she's suing me for. She doesn't work for me. She came into the store, willingly.
Well, I think it's something having to do with harassment in a public facility or...
Well, I don't know. But I can tell you that I think that it is unfair and it is unrealistic to ask a man such as myself who has money, who has a lot of people in his employ and is used to, directing the actions of people, I think it's unfair to ask me to suddenly keep my mouth shut when I see a woman who had been just on a flat, and now she walks in with the, again, Mike sent a firm D.
And I don't know who Mike is.
I told you, he's the produce manager.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's qualified.
Well, okay.
You're just you said a large chest. We're going to take a break here, Bob.
Again, I'm not here to argue with anybody. I'm here just to say I was put in a very uncomfortable position. I did the best I could, and now I'm getting sued.
All right, well, we'll see whether it was the best you could do, you know.
What do you mean, you'll see?
Well, I will, you know, offer an opinion on that. Is it the best you can do? A woman who had been very underdeveloped or whatever, she walks into the store, she's got this enhancements going on, and Bob Green made a comment about it to her, and now she's claiming sexual harassment and organizing not only her own lawsuit, but customers against the store. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I feel like I was taken advantage of.
Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here, talking with Bob Green of Fraser Foods about now a lawsuit being filed against your store and against you personally, sexual harassment, because you mentioned a woman's breast enhancement. And I have to tell you, I think the manner you did it in is probably what.
I don't think so. I think it's the manner that I did it in. I did it in a way that anybody would.
Well, it's one thing. Well, I don't know. I mean, you made a motion with your hands.
I cupped my hands in front of my chest as a way of indicating to her, you know, you got bigger breasts. And I'll tell you one thing. She's tried to organize a boycott of our store. It's not been all that successful because I think a lot of women agree with this. I think a lot of women are embarrassed by the fact that it's gotten a little ridiculous. Women go out to get breast enhancement, and then you're not supposed to say anything about it. You're supposed to just stand there and stare. And you know as well as I do, Phil, that there were days in the history of this country where standing and staring with your mouth open marked you as, and I'm using this in the clinical sense, it marked you as some kind of an imbecile. And I mean that in the
no, I understand.
And yeah, in the sense that doctors used to use that word. So if what these women want, who get their breasts enhanced, is they want us to stand there and stare like these 19th century clinical imbeciles with our mouths open. That to them is preferable to the normal comment that a man would make, which is, you know, I see that you got some work done.
Well, I believe that your real mistake was in holding your hands out in front of you and cupping your hands and making the comment about how, you know, I notice your breasts.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Are you saying?
I'm saying the hand motion, you know.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to just saying, I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's the problem.
Well, no. Let's think about this. I mean, you could probably say something about, oh, did you have some enhancement surgery? Maybe something like that.
Well, did you have some enhancement surgery? I don't know, Phil. I think a lot of women would probably, either you're being too rude, or you sound like you're the court eunuch, or you're standing and you're staring with your mouth open. And maybe even, you know, drooling or something. I will tell you that if we were to go the way that most women want us to go on this, the National Association of Women and the rest of these groups that claim sexual harassment at every drop of the hat, they would have the men of America locked up as political imbeciles because we're standing on a street corner staring with our mouths open.
Well, I don't think anybody has ever looked at it that way, you know.
Well, they may not have looked at it that way, but that's the end result. If you don't say anything, you stand there staring like you were born an idiot out in the woods. And for...
Well, there's also not standing and staring, you know.
That's true. But if a woman has been coming into your store for 2 years, I keep going back to the story of this lady, Kalita, she's coming into your store for 2 years with the flat... Man, just flat-chested, and all of a sudden she's walking in like Chesty Morgan, and...
Chesty Morgan, you're saying that she had her breasts enhanced to that degree?
No, not that, but I'm saying in relative terms, as I said, Mike Berg and I talked to Gabe Nowalski, they both put it at a firm D.
These guys you keep quoting...
One of them is a driver, the other guy runs the produce section. And
right, in other words, so neither one of these guys is a doctor...
No, but I just was saying in a very... Well, I was using that as a way of giving you a gauge.
All right. I'm going to bring on the line right now a very prominent feminist.
Oh, great.
Well, Bob, you knew it was going to happen. She also hosts her own... She hosts her own radio show on public radio. Debbie Daly, she does Daly's Daily Radio Show and is on the line with us from New York here this evening. And just turn that down, if you wouldn't mind, bud. On the line with us tonight from New York. How are you, Debbie? I can hear you fine, yeah. Well, hold on for just a second, Debbie. I wanted to mention that Debbie is hearing impaired. And so...
Is that why I can't understand a word you said?
Yeah, she is hearing impaired, but has achieved quite a lot in her career, and I think you'll find her interesting. Go ahead, Debbie.
I can't understand what she said.
All right, she said when you saw the lady walk in and you...
No, hold on for a minute. Am I to understand that you understand her?
I do, yeah.
Am I the only one that she doesn't...
I don't know, Bob. I understand what she said. If you want me to interpret...
Yeah, that would be really great.
She said you're being sexist.
How am I being sexist when I say that I can't understand you?
She says you're being sexist when you comment on the fact that she's hearing impaired. I can do a show like anybody else, she said.
No, I'm not being sexist. I said I can't understand what you're saying, ma'am, and I don't know how you got a radio show when I can't understand anything you're saying.
She got a radio show because she was hired by the forward-thinking people in public radio who hire people who are physically challenged, and she does a damn good job, sir.
Yeah, okay. Oh, babe.
Can I get back to what I want to say?
Is that you talking or is that her?
That's her. I'm interpreting for you. Is that what you want? She said he's a real blockhead, isn't he, Phil?
Hey, let me tell you something, Debbie Daly. I haven't insulted you. I'm just simply trying to understand what you're saying.
In a lot of ways, you've insulted me because you've insulted millions of American women for the things that you've said.
And what did I say? Millions of American women? Why? Because I commented on that one lady?
Yeah, because you said she had BBs on a billiard table. That, you know...
That insults millions of American women. I wasn't talking about millions of American women. Well?
She said that BB on a billiard table describes her, but she doesn't care. And anyway, she's a lesbian, but if she were straight, it still wouldn't bother her.
Are you kidding me? So, in other words, what we've got here is a lady who... You're flat-chested. You hate men.
Wait just a minute. How dare you say something like that? I didn't say that I hated men.
Well, you said you're a lesbian, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I hate men.
All right, well, this is the most asinine thing I've ever done in my life, talking to someone who's a radio host and I need who speaks English, by the way, and I need an interpreter. That's what public... Is that public radio?
Hold on for a minute, okay? Nobody's listening to you, Mr. Green.
Oh, man, I'd love to. I wish I had a firecracker. I'd light it right next to this chick's head.
All right, 877 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Light a fire. Oh, boy.
That's funny.
Phil Hendry.
My guests, and I thank you very much, folks. 877-876-PHIL. I want to ask my guests. I want to ask Bob Green from Fraser Foods. I want to ask you, Debbie. Let's calm down. I know that we've had some cantankerous words here. Debbie, you have to understand, because you are impaired, you're hearing impaired, it is hard to understand you. No, hold on. Bob, by the same token, let's not get sidetracked by that, whether you think it's fair that she has a radio show or not. And let's just, you know, talk, okay?
Well, Phil, I'm happy to do that. I just didn't know that I was going to be... she asked me some very pointed questions, and I answered them in a very pointed way, and I don't know what she's willing to answer.
She says, well, you can ask me anything, I'll answer it.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question now. You swear I can ask it.
Mr. Green, I'm asking you to respect me as a person, not as a woman, but as a person.
All right, then I'll ask this. Since you're a lesbian, is it pretty bushy down there, or...
If I had bolt cutters, I'd cut it off.
Oh, that's real great. So I asked the question...
Well, that's pretty rude, don't you think?
Well, what'd she say?
She said you knew it was rude and you're doing it on purpose.
I didn't know that it was rude. I'm asking some vital questions here because I don't know whether or not this woman has an agenda based upon her orientation against me.
Mr. Green, you were talking about a woman who had large breasts. Is that right or wrong?
That's right. What'd she say?
Hold on. She said, then you admit that you made this comment using your hands, saying, oh, it looks like your breasts were enhanced.
I do admit, yes.
Hold on for a minute. I've got to hit the can. I'll be right back. Hold on.
I can't understand you. Mr. Henry's not there. Mr. Hendry is not there.
Well, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can do it. Maybe.
You know how to do it, man.
Hold on, maybe I can interpret with the daily, with the doodly daily.
Who's this? No, who's the other one?
This Bud Dickman.
Oh, great. Hey, Bud, I was expecting a call from a Carl Chedilia.
Yeah, you got him right, too.
What did you say? Well, what's she saying?
She's saying, that you were... She's saying...
Gimme, I'll do it, God.
The heck of a time for you to go in and squat one, Phil.
Oh, isn't that nice? Okay.
One hell of a time for you to pinch one off.
Hey! She said you're a crude creep and a crude slob, and there's no reason for her to be talking to you.
Call that talking?
You dirty bastard, you're a real ass.
I mean, she says that's talking? No, ma'am, that's not talking. That's what we call grunting. That's something that was done in the jungle.
Okay, Bob.
What?
It's something else they did in the jungle. They would stretch a man between four stakes over an anthill.
Well, isn't that something? I'd like to meet the group of lesbians that's going to pull me across four...
Hold on for a minute. Who do we have?
Carl Chedilia.
Bob, we have Chef Carl Chedilia on the line. You don't have to talk to him, Debbie. Hold on. Chef Chedilia is in Philadelphia tonight. Hey, Chef, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I wanted to settle you, and I wanted to say to Bob that I'm going to be at the store next week. We're going to have the creamery, right?
I wanted to talk to you, Carl, because you coming around now with that creamery demonstration and the size that you are. I've got a lawsuit I'm dealing with some woman.
What happened?
This woman's suing me because I said something about her big breasts.
Who's that?
I know, it sounds like a bee buzzing, doesn't it?
That's Debbie Daly. Debbie, hold on for a minute.
I was going to come around with that creamy demonstration, though.
No, I don't want you around there because I'm being sued for sexual harassment. If they see your big fat rear end, and I'm going to be honest, they see your big fat ass there, they're going to say that we're bad for people's health. I don't know what's going to go on.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing chocolate cake, you know.
I know, but all the chocolate cake and all the cream and this and that and this and that.
It sounds pretty good. Can I come?
No, you may not. No, you may not. You come anywhere near my store, and there'll be trouble.
What are you going to do, blow my car up?
What is that, Phil, that I'm listening to right there?
No, I'm not going to blow your car up.
That is Debbie Daly. My name is Debbie Daly. I do a show on public radio.
Oh, hi, Debbie. This is Chef Carl Chedilia. I would be interested to have you on the show.
I'd like to have you on the show, but I can't understand anything you're saying.
Woo-hoo! Boy, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black. Now I've heard it all. Wow.
Okay, look, Chef, have we helped you out or not?
No, I Bob said to call him up get a date nice and firm.
I can't have you out next week, Chef, because even you saying that right there, let's firm up a date.
I said get a date nice and firm.
Yeah, even the word firm, you know.
A lady's suing him because you were talking about her big boobs.
Yeah, that's right. God, how come she gets to say boob and I can't?
Okay, Chef, talk to you.
Okay, so, hey, Chef Carl Chedilia, see you later.
So he was going to be out of the store, huh?
Yeah, we had a big promotion on. He was going to demonstrate how to bake chocolate cake and make ice cream and everything. I can't afford it now because he's big and he's fat, but he makes a hell of a dessert. And,
Why can't you have him there?
Because I'll tell you, Miss Daly, liberals like you would say that I'm encouraging bad eating habits, that I'm encouraging bad nutrition, and all kinds of bad stuff, and I can't run the risk with this lawsuit from this woman.
I've got nothing. What do you mean liberals like me? I got nothing against the chocolate cake.
You got nothing against the chocolate cake, huh? Well, you ought to have something against the chocolate cake, because I'll tell you, the chocolate cakes of this world, never mind. Because you talk like you got a mouthful of fudge.
That does it. Go to hell. Do we lose Bob too? Get Bob Green back on. I knew that was going to happen, though. I'll tell you that. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, did she hang up?
She hung up on you, yeah.
Well,
you got a mouthful of fudge.
Well, what does that mean?
Didn't she probably thought you saying you got a mouthful of dew?
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what she probably thought.
I don't know what she thinks. All I'm telling you is you knew that this was going to put you in this position, and it has. So, you know, all I can tell you is good luck with the lawsuit.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Phil. I appreciate that very much, having me on the show. Putting me in front of the firing squad there from, the hearing-impaired public radio host of America with her mouth full of hot fudge. And then you tell me good luck? Oh, baby.
Well, what do you want me to tell you, man? I mean, you have always been a guy that that's had a difficult time understanding the modern social norms, you know?
No, I don't know. No, explain that to me again.
I'm telling you, there's a certain way that you talk to people, and you've always been, on our program, you've always had a problem with that.
What if, I've been in business with the public for over 30 years, so you tell me what I don't get.
Talking to a woman about her breast enhancement, hitting on women in the store, talking about corn on the cob in suggestive ways. I mean, I could go on and on. This is what you've done. Now you get Debbie Daly here on the show, and what's the first thing you ask her? Well, not the first. hey, is it real bushy down there?
She volunteered she was a lesbian.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about? That's what I'm saying. And then on top of everything else, man, you don't seem to have a good sense for what is and what isn't acceptable in terms of promotions. This guy, Chodilia, calls up and says he's got a some kind of a chocolate cake thing he's doing.
Yeah, he's going to come into my store and make cake. Don't look, Phil, don't tell me how to promote my business, all right?
All right, I don't mean to do that, but I'm going to offer this opinion. You should have him come out and do what he's going to do.
Then they're going to say that the guy who's making comments about women's boobs has got a fat ass making chocolate cake trying to give everybody a heart attack.
That's what you think they're going to say. I think what they're going to say is, for people who enjoy the odd dessert, here it is.
Yeah, well, odd dessert, you said a mouthful there, if you'll pardon the pun. This guy doesn't make odd desserts. I don't know what. Don't, and fat God almighty.
Well, I mean, but he's successful.
Yeah, he's a big, fat, successful guy. You can't do that anymore in America.
Good luck to you, Bob.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Good luck to you, man.
Well, what do you want me to do, man? I'm not going to try the case for you. Good luck. I hope you got a good lawyer.
I got the best.
Boy, what are you hanging up on a guy?
I hung up on him because I can't stand talking to him anymore. That's the second guy tonight that needs a lawyer. The first guy, whoever we were talking to last hour, had Harvey Wireman. He ain't going to do him any good. So there's Bob Green. Good luck to you, man, as you fight the lawsuit from the lady with the breast enhancement, and you anticipate the lawsuit from people because you got fat ass there making chocolate cake, and the lawsuit, I dare say, that Debbie Daly is going to file on one or the other of the things you said to her. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our News and Information Hour, coming up.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
You're welcome.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the... Oh, sorry, guys. It's time for...
Yeah, you blew it.
You blew it bad, man. Start all over again. I can't start all over. Just go ahead and hit the music.
Go, Henry Show. It's Iron Swine.
Yeah, tonight Iron Swine is going to go to Maryland, find out about a lost Mega Million ticket.
Iron Swine's in his office one day, and all of a sudden, doodling. Oh, Iron Swine.
Yeah, Iron Swine. The lady here said she had a winning ticket of a lottery.
Yeah?
Hell, she ain't got it.
What do you want me to do about it?
You don't hear, man. I think she's lying to me. I think she's lying bad.
All right.
Iron Swine come over to Maryland from his office in downtown, like New York or something.
Yeah, Iron Swine's in downtown New York.
Iron Swine flying down to Maryland.
Where's this lady?
Ah, I'm the lady. I lost the ticket.
You're lying to me. You didn't win no ticket.
Yeah, how do you know?
How do I know you got one?
Because these people here and here and here and here, they all, didn't you see me all buy a ticket, y'all?
Did he buy a ticket for you, or is he lying? No, he didn't buy a ticket.
No, he didn't buy a ticket for me.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, no, he did, yeah.
Okay, these people think you're lying.
And finally, Iron Swine found a ticket.
Here's a ticket here. It's not even a winning number, you dummy. It's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and your Mega Million number is like 2 or 212.
212, yeah.
Yeah. Iron Swine wins again. Finds out the lady's full of crap.
Thanks a lot, Iron Swine. I hope you're going to come back and see us another time.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I think you're real cute, Iron Swine. I wouldn't mind marrying you.
Sorry, I don't believe in interracial marriage.
Hey.
Ow!
Shut up, man. All right, that's Iron Swine. You gotta drop that in for, man.
That is just comic relief.
Comic relief. Bud, you're walking comic relief.
Yeah, you said that.
All right, so what do you got, bud?
All right, you're asking about love songs that was written for guys.
Yeah, well, Dan and I were talking. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, hold on, bud. PhilHenryShow.com for your backstage pass, for your daily videocasts, your daily podcasts, It's all there for our Backstage Pass members, philhenryshow.com. And what did I want to tell you? Oh, we've got an exciting, exciting year ahead for all of you. Our products, your Apple, your iPhone, and your iPad products will now be able to support our media. And the reason why it took us as long as it did, folks, is quite frankly, we wanted to go with the right vendors on this. There's all kinds of people out there that are saying, we can help your website have all of this and that and that. And no. But that's just the beginning of some of the exciting stuff that we've got planned at philhenryshow.com, including possibly a price decrease. Possibly. If nothing else, our current subscribers will remain at their rate, as we have done. I don't know if you know this or not, but when we raised our subscription rate back a year ago, it's been a year now, our original Backstage Pass family, our first-generation family, they stay at the original price.
What was that?
I think our original price is $6.95. $6.95, that's what they stay at. So our second generation of BSPs, they will remain at $10.95. Now, I'm not saying we're contemplating a price increase, folks, but there's just some things that are going to be ahead that will benefit me and not you. I'll make more money, and you'll sit there and pay me for it. No, I'm joking. It's very exciting. We'll let you know. So what do you got, bud?
All right, tell me, you want a love song that was written for a guy?
Yeah, we got all these love songs that are written for girls. Are there any songs with guys?
Yeah, I found this. This is a song, and it's a love song that was a hit, I think, in 1964.
We don't know the year.
Yeah, nobody knows the year.
What do you mean nobody knows the year?
Because there's no real reliable evidence of what year.
Yeah.
Well, what? Okay, so play it.
Yeah, this is a song by Sue
Thompson.
Sue Thompson called Norman, and here it is.
What is this called?
It's called Norman.
Yeah, called Norman. About a guy named Norman.
Norman.
Oh, Norman.
Yeah. See, that's the guy she's singing about there is Norman.
Yeah. She's going to sing about how...
Norman. I get it.
Norman, my love.
Norman?
Yeah, that's his name.
Jimmy
really? Well, guess what
phone,
happened?
What?
Well, it turns out that as she was singing the song for Norman, he was also cleaning his gun. Did you know that?
What are you talking about, man?
What I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You killed her. You killed the lady.
It's a sound effect, bud.
Yeah.
But still, that shows disrespect.
You bet I killed her. I did what Norman would have done had he been in my place.
Yeah, maybe he was. That's what I'm talking. You were saying that.
Right. Had Norman been sitting there and she started to sing that song and he was cleaning his father's shotgun, he would have said, yep, that pretty much made my mind up for me. Pretty much made my mind up for me. Yeah, there ain't no doubting it now, baby. Here's a song for you, honey.
Norman.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my name. That's my name.
Norman.
Guess what else my name is? That's my name. That's my name, baby. Meanwhile, sandbags go up in front of the house. You see the red light of the police light bouncing off the side of the stucco. And
that SWAT team.
Yeah, SWAT team show up too.
And the SWAT team. And she lays dead, and Norman has gone mad. Okay.
Well, but that's the song.
No, I know that song. In fact, I remember that song when I was a kid. I was probably about 9 years old when that song came out, and my sister was watching American Bandstand. And any time I heard a song that was particularly jackballish like that, I'd come dancing into the room in my little 9-year-old jeans, whatever the hell I was doing, and I would just dance around and try to, you know, bug my sister, and ultimately she would scream for my mom to come and get me and beat me with a crowbar or something, and that's what happened. So,
now, your mom beat you up with a crowbar?
No, she didn't beat me up with a crowbar, but I'm just saying that that's probably what my sister wanted me to have happen. But that song there, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my...
Yeah, what's that thing?
First of all, what's with the horns in this thing, you know? What is the thing? What is this, a polka band or something?
Yeah, I think they got like a tuba player.
What a stupid horn section, man.
Arrangements with Norman.
And she sounds like she's the bowling alley waitress or something. All right, turn it off, bud. Turn it off, bud. I said to turn it off.
You killed her, man. And all she wanted to do was fall in love with Norman.
Well, let them die together. I think it was a murder-suicide.
What are you talking about, a murder-suicide?
Play it again, man. I'll show you what I mean. I think it was a murder-suicide. I could be wrong, but... And then... That's what I mean about a murder-suicide. Oh!
Hey, I didn't see it now.
Great.